Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, February 17th. First, our Winter Road Report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. There's a winter weather travel advisory in effect. We could see up to 12 centimeters of heavy snow at times before tomorrow morning. Roads could be icy with reduced visibility. Highways and county roads are mainly bare and wet. Visibility is listed as good. It's listed as fair at times on Highway 10. According to Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, the federal government has started to put the financial squeeze on the Ottawa protesters and those who support them.
The names of both individuals and entities, as well as crypto wallets, have been shared by the RCMP with financial institutions, and accounts have been frozen. And more accounts will be frozen.
Freeland would not share how many accounts have been affected. Police have set up checkpoints and sealed off a large part of downtown Ottawa. The city's interim police chief, Steve Bell, says people who don't live or work inside that perimeter won't be allowed in. He says they have enough officers, they've lined up tow trucks, and they'll be moving very soon to clear out protesters.
As you're seeing in the occurrence that's happened, the activity that's happened with police over the last day and a half or so, you're seeing a much increased presence of officers. That is to indicate that we are at the end of this protest. We will take what action we need to deliberately, safely, lawfully end these demonstrations.
The protest has been going on for nearly 3 weeks now, and the number of demonstrators usually swells on the weekends. Debate kicked off today in the House of Commons on the Federal Emergencies Act. It's the first time the act has been used, and although its provisions are in effect, the Liberal government must still get Parliament's approval. Conservative leader Candace Bergen says it's an overreach.
And when the situation cannot be effectively dealt with under any other law of the country. Conservatives do not believe the government has shown that threshold has been met, and thus we will be voting against it.
But Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the act is appropriate given the circumstances.
The Charter of Rights and Freedoms continues to apply. The Emergencies Act is subject to the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and the measures that we've brought forward are proportional, measured, and responsible.
The NDP is expected to support the minority Liberals to allow the act to pass. A fifth COVID-19 vaccine option has been approved in Canada. The new Vaxocid vaccine by Novavax is the first of its kind to be approved here. It's protein-based, so it's not an mRNA vaccine. Canada's chief medical officer of health, Dr. Theresa Tam, says it can help remove barriers to vaccination by providing an additional option to adults who have not yet received a vaccine. It's also been approved in Europe and Australia. Canada expects to receive doses in March and has plans to eventually manufacture it in Montreal. And tonight for live theater fans, it is the Owen Sound Little Theater's first performance of the play, A Red Plaid Shirt. It will run this weekend and next. So that's the 17th to the 19th and the 23rd to the 26th. It's a Canadian comedy about life after retirement. The show starts at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow night with a matinee on Saturday. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is at 21,176, down 207 points. The Dow Jones is down 622 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.71 U.S. cents, down 0.09 of a cent. And the price of oil is $91.52, down $2.14 a barrel. In sports, at the Olympic men's curling semifinal, Sweden beat Canada's Brad Gushue. The Swedes will play for gold. Canada will play for bronze. The Canadian women's curling team, skipped by Jennifer Jones, did not qualify for the playoff round. Canada got by the U.S. 3-2 in the women's gold medal hockey game last night. In the NHL, 10 games tonight, including Pittsburgh at Toronto. The 2022 World Junior Hockey Championship has been rescheduled for August. The IIHF made the decision to cancel the tournament in December due to the pandemic. The women's under-18 tournament to be held in Sweden was also canceled and now rescheduled in the USA for June. In the Ontario Hockey League, one game tonight, Peterborough visits Sudbury. Saturday, the Owen Sound Attack will host the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford host the Bradford Bulls. In the National Basketball Association, five games tonight before the NBA All-Star break. Of note, the Miami Heat are at Charlotte to meet the Hornets. The Toronto Raptors are 7th in the East and will be off until February 25th when they visit Charlotte. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.